A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. That's found in Mark 4:37-39. Jesus began speaking. "I wish to be united to you always, beloved. You are entering rough waters, and I am your lifesaver, anchor, and helmsman. Without me, you can do nothing. And conversely, with me, all things are possible to you. Do you understand? I do not use those words lightly, rather with great weight and meaning. Hang on to me in your rough ride. You are not limited to receiving me once. You may receive me twice. I am with you in the calm, and with you in the choppy waters, and with you when the big waves threaten. Your ship is secure in me. It shall not sink. So please, put those thoughts far from you." "I don't know what to do about James Kowalia. I have not heard back from him." "Take what is good and leave off with the rest. He is a general in my army, and the demands on him are enormous. He is doing his very best, Claire, with what he has. The opposition against him is enormous. All the calumniators are formidable. But those with discernment will not join their ranks. He is getting the same kind of treatment you got, except much, much worse. So do pray for him." Dear channel, pray for James Kowalia. And please use the same protection prayers he says every day. Jesus continued, "The tiniest things, which very often are traps to enslave you to do useless work, let your family take care of those things. But you cling to me with the work I give you. You have so much to gain with just a little more effort, and so much to lose without it. Hang in there, beloved. I am counting on you. And you do have a breakthrough coming. You know I reward good wills. Cross the finish line, my precious spouse." With you, Jesus, we can do all things. That is precisely the spirit I was looking for. And yes, the media is programming you for civil war. It's all part of their plan to strip this country to nothing, just as this country has stripped others to nothing. However, because of the righteous prayer warriors, missionaries, and those who truly care, America will be sorely punished and reduced, but not destroyed. There is a backbone of believers in this country that will have no part in the demigods of Satan. Oh Lord, when are you coming? Don't you wish I knew? Then I would tell you. But it is precisely because I love and sympathize with you so much that my Father has kept that from me. It is soon, my love, in your lifetime. That's not very hopeful. Sweet Claire, things are coming to a head and wrapping up in this very hour. It won't be long now. Be faithful to me, beloved. Please, be faithful. With all my little heart, Lord, I want to be, but only by your grace is it possible. You have a beautiful little community that stands united in brotherly love. They are steadfast. They love you just as I do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so very much. You are so very welcome. And that was the end of his message. Dear Heart Dwellers, we thank you so much for your loving prayers and support. Currently, our donations are very low, dear ones, and we are in need of some basic food and supplies. Any amount would be greatly appreciated, and our gratitude is eternal. God bless you, and may he keep you in the palm of his hand.